The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 378, Trivial Trivialities. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Hey guys, it's becoming summertime, so we need to head over to Weavers and check out some of the great t-shirts. They got an All-American Andy t-shirt with Andy right there on the front. Great shirt. It's in gray. Got the original Buddy Cops t-shirt. I love that t-shirt. It's a blue shirt with faded Andy and Barney on the front. But if you like darker shirts than gray or blue, there's Andy in black. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 378 is Paul Mulick. Paul Mulick, he's one of our patrons. And he's also the bringer of the Trivial Trivialities. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I've been running the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club website for, 20 years. A long time, since 1994, 22 years I've been doing some of this stuff. Good grief, that hurts. So that's my credibility there as far as Andy Griffith Show stuff goes. But we're going to be tonight, whenever you're listening to this, you and I are going to be going through some Trivial Trivialities. Now, it's been a while since we've done a trivia episode, and I know everybody enjoys the trivia because everybody thinks they know all the trivia. I bet you don't. So these questions, believe it or not, are from the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutters Club. Now, if you're not a member, you ought to join because it's free. And you can get an email sent to you every day with some kind of Mayberry trivialities in it. You know, people find things online. You can go to the link that's going to be in the show notes. You can go to Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board, the initials, the WBMUTBB.com. And you can sign up for the free daily digest. And with the digest, you can you'll meet up with about, 1,300, 1,500 Mayberry fans just like you and me. And they visit daily. We all do. So it's a lot of fun. So head over to the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, where, as I said, the trivia questions we're about to do, which are trivialities, were presented, believe it or not, this is how long the digest has been around, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board digest. That's the daily email. This is from April 28th, 1995. I reached way back into the archives to pull this one out. So this is Paul Mulick posted these trivia questions on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, the daily email you get, back in 1995. Wow. Thank you, Paul. So Paul has been supporting not only the podcast as a patron at Patreon. He's also been a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore chapter for a long time, 1995. You know, that's 21 years. And he was already a member before this. So he's about as long as I have. So, Paul, it's great to have you, and I hope you're going to enjoy this. Now, these questions, so everybody knows, Mayberry trivialities, okay? Now, these are a bunch of colorful questions. By that, I don't necessarily mean they're from the color episodes, but they are all the correct answers will have a color or a combination of colors in them. Okay. So everybody's ready for that, right? So it's going to have colors or a combination of colors. So let's get a little music going by Carl Benson and his orchestra. A little trivia music. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Mayberry Trivia, Trivial Trivialities. Question one. What is Andy's favorite color a jelly bean. Oh, what is Andy's favorite color of jelly bean? Not going to leave you a lot of time here. There's only so many colors of jelly beans. Not talking about those jelly beans with mixed colors like the popcorn flavor and all that stuff. They didn't have that back then. All right. So what is his favorite color of jelly bean? All right. So if you don't want to know, you're going to have to pause. But here's the answer. Black jelly beans. They're Andy's favorite. Black ones. All right. So Andy likes black jelly beans. Did you get it? By the way, there are 13 questions, 13, because last Friday was Friday the 13th, and I thought, why not tempt fate? So you may not want to play this trivia, or you might want to miss at least one question, just so you know. There's 13 questions, or 12 questions and a bonus, whichever way you want to look at it. All right, question number two. Question two, are you ready? What are the school colors of Mayberry Union High? Now, I expect you to know this one. If you're watching the video, it's real easy because there's a Mayberry Union High Letterman's jacket hanging behind me on the video. Not very hard. I'll try to cover it up where you can't see it. Very easy. What are the Mayberry Union High's school colors? All right, pause it if you don't want to know it yet. The answer is Mayberry Union High school colors are orange and blue. The orange and blue will try. All right. Did you get it? All right. Next up, question number three. All right. Three. Watch it. Here we go. Question number three. What color is Thelma Lou's hair? Oh, not even sure how you'd know that unless you just know it. Of course, I know it. We know it. Mayberry fans probably know it, that are real huge fans. What color is Thelma Lou's hair? Come on, go for the answer. Pause if you don't know. Think about it a little bit. Let's see. Thelma Lou's hair. Thelma Lou is Betty Lynn. If you know what color Betty Lynn's hair is, you probably guess. All right, pause if you don't want to know the answer. Okay, pause it if you don't know it or don't want to know it. All right, the answer is Thelma Lou's hair is red. Thelma Lou has red hair. That was three questions, 10 more. All right, everybody ready? Question number four. What color was the tie that Gomer bought for his date with Mary Grace? What color was the tie? Ooh, this is a good one. You can give all the details if you'd like to. What color was the tie that Gomer bought for his date with Mary Grace? Now, if you watch the podcast or listen to the podcast for a long time, you would know the answer to this because that tie was not only worn by Gomer, we also know it was worn by Mr. Weaver and by Mayor Stoner. Okay? All right. What color was Gomer's tie for his date with Mary Grace? The answer, pause if you don't want to know yet, is the tie Gomer bought was purple with acorns on it. Acorns. A-K-E-R-N-S. Acorns. Not acorns. Acorns. It was a purple tie with acorns on it. Oh, we had people in the chat room missing it. They thought they were the same color as their socks. Nope. And of course, that was Henry Bennett. He's a jinx anyway. He thought that. All right. Let's see. Next up is number five. Okay, is everybody ready? Number five. What color did Barney think should have been used when Andy's bedroom was redecorated? Oh, now that one's pretty hard. What colors, plural, what colors did Barney think should have been used when Andy's bedroom was redecorated? Oh, this is a tough one. This one is a tough one. Oh, somebody in the chat room, I think, got it. Looking at the chat room. Did you get it? I don't think I would have got it. I don't think I would have got this. What colors did Barney think should have been used when Andy's bedroom was redecorated? All right. Here comes the answer. Pause if you don't want to know. Here comes the answer to number five. Brown and green. Congratulations to Lydia Crossway. In the chat room. She got it. Good job. Saw her posted up there. So, number six. Number six. What color was the 1954 Ford sedan that Barney bought from Mrs. Lesh? Oh, this is a hard one. I see people that may guess the same answer I would have. What color was the 1954 Ford sedan that Barney bought from Mrs. Lesh? What color was it? Oh, I see the right answer in the chat room. Wow. How did they know this? What color was the... Well, it was a black and white episode, so how did you know the answers on this? All right, what color was the 1954 Ford sedan that Barney bought from Mrs. Lesh? The answer is Barney's first car was blue. Oh, now let me tell you this. Paul Mulick himself said, the real toughie is question number six. In order to know that Barney's 1954 Ford sedan was blue, you would have had to have seen the Mayberry reunion special from about 1993 or so that included some of Ron Howard's home movies. These home movies were shot on the set of the Andy Griffith Show, and they were in color. One was made during the filming of Barney's first car, and if you're sharp-eyed, you'd see that the car was blue. Oh, good job in the chat room. Lydia got it right. That was a tough one. I don't know if anybody else got it, but Lydia did. Good job, Lydia. I saw her get it early. All right, on to question number seven. Question number seven. What color would you say the drapes in what color would you say the drapes in Darlene Mason's apartment were? What color are they? Okay. What color would you say the drapes in Darlene Mason's apartment are? So, all right. What color are the drapes in Darlene Mason's apartment? Wow, I see the answer in the chat room. All right, the answer. Darlene Mason. Remember her? Remember Darlene? Darlene Mason's drapes, here comes the answer, are yellow. They're yellow. They're yellow. Good job, Big Mon and Jelsic. They got it in the chat room. Did you? That's good. Seven questions so far. Have you got seven or six or five? Me, I probably only got about four, actually. All right, so let's keep going. Number eight. Which color of paint was used in room 216 at the Mayberry Hotel? I love that question. Which color of paint was used in room 216 at the Mayberry Hotel? Oh, this is a good one. Which color of paint was used in room 216 at the Mayberry Hotel? All right, I see some folks answering. Are you? You got a guess? Go ahead and guess. It won't hurt you. There's only so many colors. All right. And gray is not the right answer. I know it's black and white. And it's one of those gray shows, but everything is not gray. Okay. Let's see. Number eight, the answer. What color is the paint? Well, not that green is Ed Sawyer's favorite color, but at least one room, at least room 216 at the Mayberry Hotel had been freshly painted green. Okay. Not that green is Ed Sawyer's favorite color, but at least room 216 at the Mayberry Hotel had been freshly painted. So it's green. You got it right. Good job. Good job. Number nine. Nines. I don't do my sentence. All right. Number nine. What colors are the ceramic tiles in the back room of Floyd's Barbershop? Now, this is Paul's answer. I did not know this. And I'm going to have to go try to find out how he knew this. They must have mentioned it on the show. What colors are the ceramic tiles in the back room of Floyd's Barbershop? And how I don't know this is amazing to me. I did not know this. So the back room back in Floyd's Barbershop, what color are they? They probably mentioned it when they were thinking about buying it. You reckon that's when it was? Okay, so what color are the ceramic tiles in the back room of Floyd's Barbershop? It's a tough one. I wouldn't have got it. Pause if you don't want to know. Here it comes. Number nine. The answer, Floyd's back room has that red and purple tile. that's so popular these days. So I had red and purple. Red and purple. Wow. Jelsic and Big Mod, they got purple. I'll give you some credit on that. You got half a point. And maybe you can tell me how come they knew that. Number 10. Number 10. Here we go. What color are the Mayberry Marching Band's uniform coats? Oh, could this be a trick? Could this be a trick question? What color are the Mayberry Marching Band's uniform coats? Wow, that's a good one. And mildew is not the right answer. No. No, mildew is not correct. Okay. What color are the Mayberry Marching Band's uniform coats? Oh, I see the answer popped into the chat room. So let's give you the answer. This is number 10. What color are the Marching Band's uniform coats? They are red. Marching Band's uniform coats are red. So they're red and black. Red. Yeah, they're red. I'll give you red and black even. Somebody said red and black in the chat room, but it's red. The Marching Band's uniforms are red. And they had something else on there. So that's a good answer. Number 10. Number 10. What color? No, this is 11. What color are Barney's eyes? Oh, this is an easy one. What color are Barney's eyes? This is number 11, by the way. Number 11. What color are Barney's eyes? Yeah, he's often been confused with somebody. All right. Here we go. The answer, what color are Barney's eyes, is... his eyes are baby blue. They're baby blues here. Yeah. They're blue. That's right. Folks in the chat room, we got that one. Good job, guys. All right, number 12. We only have two left. Two questions. All right, so we got two more. Number 12. Remember, you might want to miss one if you don't want to get 13 right. So that gives you a good reason to have missed one. Okay? So you don't want to jinx yourself. All right, number 12. Here we go. When Agnes Drumhiller tried to color her hair, what color did it end up as? When Agnes Drumhiller tried to color her hair, what color did it end up as? I'm going to have to look this one up. Oh, I'll give you some. Oh, Upchurch in the chat room with the right answer. He got it. All right, so what? Wow, this is amazing. What color did her hair end up with? This is Agnes Drumhiller. Now, Floyd said this, by the way, but I don't remember it. So the answer is Agnes Drumhiller was just a fat woman with orange hair, according to Floyd. I don't remember that. I'm going to have to go check that one out. She was a fat woman with orange hair, according to Floyd. How do I not know Floyd things? This is killing me. Yeah, this is terrible. Yeah, terrible. All right, number 13. The last question, ladies and gentlemen. The last question for you. All right, here we go. Number 13. But before we do 13, let's reach your right arm across your head, grab your left earlobe, wink 'em, blink 'em, Anonymous Rex, protect us off. Okay, we're good enough. All right, let's go. Number 13. Okay, at Pearson's Sweet Shop, if you bite into a peppermint candy with a blank center, you'll win a free peppermint. At Pearson's Sweet Shop, if you bite into a peppermint candy with a what color blank center, what color center, will you win a free peppermint? Oh, that's a good one. All right, anybody know it? If you bite into a peppermint with a certain color center, you win a free peppermint. All right, they could have a rigged contest going on. All right, so number 13, the answer is a pink centered peppermint will win you a free one at Pearson Sweet Shop. So if you get a pink centered one, I see several in the chat room got it. Good job. If you get a pink centered one, you win a free peppermint. So congratulations. I see folks in the chat room that got it. Congratulations. I hope you did well. How'd you do? Did you get 13? Did you get 13? Did you get 12? Did you get 10? I don't know what I got. So, hey, I want to thank Paul Mulick. Congratulations to Paul Mulick from 1995, by the way. Man, who's thinking ahead knowing I needed to have something like this for today? And he got it for me. I appreciate him. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. I want to ask you if you're going to be in the Danville, Indiana area on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, we're going to be up there. So I want you to head on over and see the Mayberry Bullets. Woo, that's us, the Mayberry Bullets basketball team. Yeah, the basketball team. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be playing basketball for a fundraiser up there, the tribute artist. And we're going to have jerseys and everything. Henry Bennett is going to be playing with us. His jersey number, as you might guess, 6 7/8. That's right. Yep. Otis's jersey is 100 proof. Yeah. You know. Of course, my jersey, Floyd's jersey, is 92. 92. Yeah. So we'll be up at Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville, Indiana this coming weekend. I want to invite you to come join us. It'll be a great time. So if you come up, if you see us, come up and talk to me. Say hi to Floyd. Folks, I hope you guys have enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the trivia. I hope you'll be able to join us sometimes. I do have a little bit of stuff I want to tell you about here from last week's episode where we talked about Russell. We got a nice post here from Bill Hyatt. That's Russell's son, Russell Hyatt, from Floyd's Barbershop, Floyd City Barbershop there in Mount Airy, who passed away recently. Bill Hyatt, his son, said, "Words can never express our family's love and thankfulness for the outpouring of love for Dad, Russell Hyatt. Prayers, cards, text, memory shared, and love was overwhelming. Dad was a saint, a wonderful dad, a friend, a servant, a man who loved everyone. Each of you gave us strength during our time of sorrow. Your love and thoughtfulness touched our hearts every day. From Russell, Floyd the barber, and family, may God richly bless each of you every day. Love you all, Bill Hyatt." Hey, Bill, we love your dad, and I'm sure you know that. And I saw so much on Facebook and other places with this, the outpouring of love for Russell. If you didn't hear last week's episode with Russell, the interview I did, definitely want to head back over and check that one out. A lot of fun. So, guys, I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Mayberry is a blessed place to be in, and we have a great time spending some time together right here. I do, anyway. I certainly hope you do when you get to visit with me. And until next time, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Hey, email me, floyd@imayberry.com, or give me a call at 888-684-8415, because I'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.